There are troubles anew for Greece this morning. The debt-hit nation teetering on the brink of default, the EU central bank squabbling over a new bailout, and the country's prime minister offering to form a new government. All this as large anti-austerity protests rocked Athens overnight. Prime Minister Yorgo Papandreou has made a pledge in a televised address just a few hours ago.
I've learned in my life to fight for the country, for the economy, for the people, for the values. Let all people assume their responsibility in our actions towards in our responsibility towards the country. I will continue on the same way of carrying out my task together with my political party and together with the Greek people. Tomorrow I will create a new government, and then I will ask for the confidence vote from the government.
The Greek Prime Minister, Yorgo Papandreou, whose new government will face a confidence vote in Parliament tomorrow. It is believed the Prime Minister offered to stand down and make way for a government of national unity if the opposition agreed to the austerity measures. But the opposition wants fresh elections, and the bailout package brokered with the EU and the IMF renegotiated. That's what the opposition wants. And there is now real concern that Greek politicians might opt for the default option. Yanis Varoufakis is Professor of Economics at the University of Athens. He's with us now from the Greek capital. Yanni, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, James.
Can we start with the politics? What is Prime Minister Yorgo Papandreou trying to do here by offering to form a government of national unity?
Well, this is a unique situation by any political scenes, standards. Here we have a Prime Minister who offered to fall on his sword for the good of the country, as he put it, and he wasn't given the opportunity by the leader of the opposition. This is quite a turnout for the books, I think. But what really is happening is this. In May 2010, the Greek Prime Minister took an enormous gamble on by accepting a huge loan from the European Union and the IMF by which to try to avert a Greek default. On condition of extreme austerity measures. This gamble backfired. It backfired simply because when you have a bankruptcy problem, you can't solve it by means of expensive loans. And when you try to impose savage austerity by which to solve a debt problem, incomes shrink, taxation falls, and therefore the debt-to-GDP ratio gets worse. And what we had today was the culmination of this drama. Unfortunately, it was not a catharsis, to borrow a term from mentioned Greek tragedy, but it ended up being a calamity.
None of those things that you described there were unpredictable. We knew that the austerity measures would shrink the economy, increase unemployment, decrease taxation returns. So why the surprise?
Well, I couldn't have put it better myself. I was one of those mavericks, in inverted commas, who were saying a year and a half ago that this is a policy that resembled a slow motion accident in the make. Nevertheless, this was a package that was imposed upon the Prime Minister by the powers that be in Brussels and Frankfurt, in the European Union, in the European Central Bank. And I think that the reason why they imposed this on him was that they simply were buying time before they decide what to do with the euro system's crisis. This is not a Greek crisis. Greece is the canary in the mine. The real cause is the methane of the trouble. And the methane has to do with the way that the euro system is structured. It's a system that could not sustain the great shock of the great financial crisis in 2008. And it started unraveling, beginning with the weakest part of the euro system, which happened to be Greece.
So what's going to happen? Is Greece going to default?
There are two possible scenarios. One is a Greek default, which will then begin a cascade of defaults from the banking sector. French banks, German banks are highly dependent upon a sequence of events that will start in Greece and which will prove particularly negative for them. Then the Irish banks are going to explode, in inverted commas. The Spanish debt, state debt, is going to go through the roof. And then eventually Germany will bail itself out by leaving the Eurozone, and the Eurozone will collapse. This is scenario number one. Scenario number two is that Europeans will realize that things have reached the point of no return and redesign the euro system. And then I believe that this can be done. Technically speaking, it's highly feasible. But politically speaking, for the Lilliputian leaders that unfortunately are running the show in Europe, it seems to be a very tall mountain that they find it very hard to coordinate themselves so as to scale it.
But more short term, the Greek government could pass the austerity measures and buy some more time.
Well, if a friend of yours lost his job and couldn't repay his mortgage, would you recommend to him that he gets a credit card from which he can draw money by which to pay the mortgage at high interest rates? I think he would have been a very bad friend if you were to do that. So this is what the Greek government did last year. It got a very large credit card out with a hefty interest rate. And of course, what happened was it bought time, which only made the bankruptcy problem worse. And now we're being asked to take out a second credit card. And I don't think this is a particularly wise option for either Greece or for Europe as a whole.
What about this leaked document obtained by the BBC showing that EU commissioners have a profound sense of foreboding about Greece and the Eurozone? You've spoken to that. The European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said, clearly we're more worried now than he was a year ago about the sovereign debt crisis when it first broke. This speaks to the serious pessimism that you were talking of before.
Well, where was his pessimism last year when he was advocating that this plan, the bailout number one for Greece, would do wonders and ring-fence the problem within Greece and stop contagion to Ireland and Portugal and all those things? I think it's high time some of our great, in inverted commas, officials in Europe did the right thing, which is to resign after a massive failure.
Yanni, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yanis Varoufakis is Professor of Economics at the University of Athens. That's where he was speaking with us from.